The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday, 21st December, 2009. You know what I noticed? We didn't get a whole lot of Christmas cards here at the network. I think a lot of people are in their bah humbug mode. At any rate, we have Ron P. McDonald on with us today, as well as Dr. Robert Rowan, author of the books of the book. I almost said, I'm waiting for the next one. They Own It All, Including You, By Means of Toxic Currency. And as promised, let's go right to the phones here. Jim in Virginia, you're up first. Hello, Jim.
Yes, hello. Greetings. Great show, John. Thank you, Mr. McDonald and Dr. Rowan, for a wonderful book.
You've read it, I take it? You have read it?
Absolutely, cover to cover.
Well, thank you for your compliments. We really appreciate it.
Well, I have one question about the purchase, and I have another question. I bought it from Amazon. Do I get the updates when they come out as well?
Well, you go right onto the website, and what we're doing is we put the updates on the website itself. There's a little place for you to put your email in, and then you get access to the updates. We haven't put too many updates into the website as of yet because some, and that's the remedies. Some of these remedies take a mass of people, not just a few people, but a mass of people to, once the problems are well understood, once the fraud and criminal conversion is well understood, the remedies will actually be for that. And what we believe is it's just not one of us in a prison. We're all in prison. So for one of us to get out of prison, it doesn't help the other 99.9% of the population to get out of humanity. It is a concerted effort for everyone to work together on these remedies.
The remedies that we have posted in the book, though, you could begin running with right away. The first one that a single person can do is, if you are sitting on a jury and the accused is being accused of a commercial crime where no one was injured, you know it's a fraud, you hang the jury. When they stop getting convictions, they're going to stop throwing innocent people in prison for commercial crimes that they were accused under fraudulent concealment. The key remedy, the most important one, is getting back on an honest monetary system. That is going to take millions of people. So we're hoping that you'll register on the website, and we can educate people through the website with either emails and or posting things on the website as we can do it.
And that would be the new peopleorder.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I did register, but I never did receive any reply or any kind of acknowledgement. So that's why I was wondering if, because I purchased it from Amazon, that I didn't receive a reply.
Well, it should guide you right to the remedy page right on the website.
Okay, I'll try that. All right. But I do have a question for you, Ron, if you don't mind.
Sure.
I have a real estate assessment tomorrow, and I was wondering if you have any kind of tips at all.
A real estate assessment?
Yeah, I'm challenging the reassessment that they just mailed out to me.
Are you doing on the mill, the .001? That's the real assessment of your property, and that's under the Mint Act of 1792. See, all taxes are to be done by the mill.
Hold that thought, please. This guy is going in to do battle with the tax man. Oh, God.
Yeah, and
I'm sure that the reason why they're doing this is, well, they want to extract more taxes out of you, so maybe they're trying to inflate the value, and you're probably challenging the value since you've watched commercial real estate take a nosedive.
Exactly.
Yeah, hang on a second. We'll get to that right after this.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Jim, what would you estimate that your home is worth right now?
Well, if you're going with the what values they have said, it's about $300,000.
And homes of comparable value in your neighborhood, what have they been selling for?
Well, let's say there's one house that's right across the street from me that was foreclosed on. That went for about $140,000, but I don't know how much equity the person had in the house to begin with.
Well, so it wouldn't be any great feat to pick up your stuff and move it across the street.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, okay.
Well, to be fair about it, John, yeah. What they did was they lowered everybody's real estate assessment, but I don't think it was quite enough. I mean, it's not nowhere near what you're seeing the values in the houses go for, which is much, much lower. Every other house is, you know, has got a sign on for sale. So,
well, and we're dealing with property tax issue, correct?
Correct. County level property tax.
So we're talking about the yearly rent that, even say that you owned your house outright and you paid the gangsters $300,000. Geez, there's a small problem here because it's not, well, wait a minute. Why should you have to pay a yearly tax on property that your house sits on? Well, there's another good question, huh?
Because I bought it with Federal Reserve notes.
Give that man a cigar! It's toxic, and they're after everybody and everything. That is a fact. Well, all I could say, Jim, is good luck. And which one of you two gentlemen suggested he look at the coinage act? What would he?
Yeah, that's when he's talking. When Jim's talking about assessment, the only purpose of an assessment to reduce it or to increase it is purely on taxable revenue, and that's what it's about. And the Mint Act actually explains, I think it's Article 20 of the Mint Act, explains that the taxation shall be at 0.001 or 1,000th. And in 1972, President Nixon redefined the mill under the Millage Act, making it at 0.01 or 1/100 of 1,000.
Well, he was just making up for inflation.
Yeah, definitely quite a bit.
Yeah.
So let's say on a house of $400,000 worth, under the Mill Act of 1792, what's that, $400? But under the Millage Act, that's $4,000. So you can see the difference there. But the real key is, and you named it, the Federal Reserve Note, or if you check your government or political codes, it'll say that the money accounts of your state are the dollar, the mill, or the dollar, the cent, and the mill. And that mill is spelled M-I-L-L-E. And again, that's the tax rate. And that would be what I would go after as far as the state taxation or assessment. And that is shall be due under...
Using that federal coinage act, not a state level like you've said.
Yes, that's the federal coinage act. It's for the taxation of all things, including the income tax.
Gotcha, because I remember you have said that you really ought to do battle at the state levels, not at the federal level.
Yeah, but... that's correct. But that is what's applicable to all states as far as the taxing. And you'll see that the mill has always been the taxation of every state.
Well, they're dealing, Jim, they're dealing with shrinking tax revenues out there, and we're going to start to see this. You know, the question I always had, every little township and city now is its own incorporated entity. And, of course, they tax you to build buildings and things and here in Round Rock, Texas, they built this wonderful facility. It's a community recreational center. And that's all fine and dandy as long as I'm taxed and I have equal use to the said property. But what happens when I move out of the corporate jurisdiction? Do I get a rebate? Because I can't take it with me. And this is real value. They got buildings, they got roads, they got infrastructure, they got a bunch of stuff that they poured a lot of money into. Well, when I move... do I get to sell out my interest? Do I get a check in the mail? How does that work? This is another... Gentlemen, do you realize what's going on with these little mini corporations? Now, any corporate board, it has its duties. That's for sure. One thing is maintaining bottom line, profit. But if you take a look at this, the system that they've set up, it used to be if they wanted to build something, well, then we got the consent of the people on bonds or millages. Okay, it's going to take X number of dollars to do this. Is everybody in for this? Okay, let's put it to a vote. Well, that's not what they're doing anymore. This is a bunch of people that they call themselves elected, but the people that elect them don't know that they're sitting there running a little mini corporation, and they're abiding by those rules of conduct.
Well, you know, one of the problems, and I don't understand the wisdom of the people in general, is that the people will vote in these things onto their property taxes.
Yes.
Not considering that they may be youthful at that point, they're voting them in, but someday they're going to become elderly. And at that point, that $4,000, $5,000 a year property tax, they can't afford anymore. So it's kind of insanity what the young people or middle-aged people will do, not thinking that the last thing you ever want to hawk is your place of survival.
There you go. That is that is your own castle that you would seem, for the sake of the family and where they reside, where they live, you would think that that'd be top priority to keep this little rat mill going. But no, that's been under attack as well. Here in Texas, when the independent school district, it was discovered and found to be unconstitutional, in Texas at least, that property taxes, taxing people for the independent school district for the public schools was unconstitutional. So we've got a woman, Medina, that's running for governor here, that she wants to do away with the property taxes. and do it by way, I guess, in addition to state tax. That would be one way to get, and here again, as I said, you're paying a rent. Don't pay your rent. You're extricated, thrown off of your own land, whether you own your house or not. They will sell those bricks and mortars to satisfy a lousy property tax bill.
Yeah, well, that's why they use the term tenant in common or joint tenancy when you buy your house, because you're a tenant.
You know, for people that work their entire lives, and the biggest purchase that anybody ever makes in their life, the average person, we're not talking about multi-million dollar yachts, or we're not talking about Gulfstream jets. We're not talking about exotic foreign sports cars. We're talking about a roof over your head. And it seems to me, gentlemen, the abject, and I'll use the term ignorance, lack of fact, not stupid, ignorant, that many, many millions of people in this country are still ignorant of how the game is played.
Yes.
Jim, I thank you for your call, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. I really appreciate it. I have other questions, but I will call it another time and let some other callers get in.
Well, for right now, you're the only one, so throw in another question. 800-313-9443. Gentlemen, are we losing our luster with the audience?
Well, it's the holiday season or Christmas season.
Ah, they're too busy making cookies
and
stuffing stockings. Yes.
Yeah, well, who listens to the radio when they have to do Christmas shopping?
I guess.
Yeah, the Carre case. Are you familiar with that, Ron?
I'm sorry, didn't hear you.
Carre, K-A-H-R-E, the guy that tried to pay his employees off with gold money and the
I am familiar.
Let me ask you one concise question about that. Would he have won had he been paying his employees off with pre-1933 gold?
Yes, and he would have had to identify them as lawful money of accounts of the United States. Mm-hmm. Understand that House and Joint Resolution Act, where they stole the money of accounts of the people of the United States, the gold and silver certificates, didn't actually apply to the people. The people fell under their ignorance and thought it applied to them. It really applied to the government. Anyone within the government would have to return those things in. But we, being good citizens, said, hey, 100% support America, support the USA. And we all started turning in our money. And only because we thought we were getting an equivalent currency or dollar in return. But that was the stealing of the wealth. And that's what's happened here. So, yeah, he argued. And here again, here's that case that went to the district court and also to the Supreme Court, where the $5 gold coin, lawful coin of the United States under the Mint Act of 1792, pre-1933, went in to pay the actual debt owed of an assessment to a judgment and was over about $1.5 million. And the lower court couldn't recognize the gold coin. Said it that the defendant did not apply or did not define the value of that coin. And it went up to the Supreme Court of the United States, and they deliberated on this for 6 months to God knows how long, about 8 months. And all they could do is reaffirm the lower court's determination in this, that the defendant did not place a value on that gold coin. So what it was saying, and in that paperwork to the Supreme Court, it gave them three options. It said either you say that this is a coin, money that will pay off the actual debt in this matter, or it is not seen by the United States nor of the state, or, and there was the third one, I forget what it was, but the point was is they agreed they couldn't see the lawful money of the United States. Had it been a post-1933 counterfeit coin, they could have seen it, and they would have already had a value on it. So, yeah, he made an error there.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it is.
A great case.
It is too bad.
I was rooting for him.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks for your call, Jim. I appreciate it, and good luck with
your...
Thanks,
guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck with the tax masters tomorrow.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good night.
Okay, we'll take the break. We'll be back. 800-313-9443. You folks out there in Radio Land, you have a real treat here. Mr. McDonald, Mr. Rowan, at your disposal. 800-313-9443.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Not available in Iowa?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The flu tracker, I would invite you to look at this, folks, flutracker.risalabs.com. About 300,000 cases, gentlemen, of swine flu in this country. I think that represents about 1% of the population. And these were not fatal infections of the H1N1. Gee, I'm still waiting for the World Health Horror Organization. Every time I say this word, I want to interject horror instead of health, the World Health Organization. At any rate, about 1% of the population, yeah, I'm still waiting to trip over those dead bodies lying in the streets. Then again, manufactured consent through the media for the quest of the almighty dollar, up until the point that we had legislators in the various state legislatures in this country cooking up little schemes. You will take this or we will jail you or fine you or both to get injected with this soup. And guys, did you hear this one? Dr. Rowan, I'm sure you'll find this one fascinating. They had to recall about 800,000 doses of the swine flu because it didn't have thimerosal in it.
Jeez.
Yeah. All right, back to the phones. Kay in California. Hello, Kay.
Hi. I have a question for your guest.
Yes.
It's something that I have not heard on the radio, and I'm wondering if you have any information about what's going on with bookstores. I've been following this I'm an author, and so I've been following it for years. And it started with Barnes & Noble, who bought out B. Dalton and Bookstar, and I think they bought out a Books Galore or something like that. And then very, very slowly, probably over 10, 12 years, they've closed all of them. The last B. Dalton just closed this last month. And then you have Borders that bought out Walden Books, and there were used to be a Walden Books in every single bookstore or mall. You could go to a mall, and there would be sometimes two bookstores. There would be a B. Dalton and a Walden Books. Well, now you can't go to a mall and go in a bookstore unless you go outside the mall. Sometimes there's a Borders or Barnes & Noble close by. And then what was it? You know, like Walmart, Kmart. Kmart carries very few books now, but they keep limiting their space and limiting their space and limiting their space. And a long time ago, drugstores used to carry all kinds of books. I'm just wondering what your take is on this, because it looks to me as though we're getting into a little monopoly here of, you know, only a couple of bookstores, really. I think Books a Million and Hastings in the South is still going strong. But,
hey, can I just say...
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Is it possible that Americans are not reading as much anymore?
Or if they are they doing more research on internet and reading off the internet? And you know, that might be a plausible explanation, but there's only one problem I have with that. I'm old school. When I pick up a book, it doesn't the batteries don't go dead.
But here's the other point. It started before the advent of the internet. It started a good 10 or 12 years ago when Barnes & Noble bought out B. Dalton and Bookstar, and there were a few other little ones that I kind of forget the names of. And the first thing that happened was that Barnes & Noble or Borders would go in an area and your old mom and pop stores were closed.
Yeah,
because they couldn't compete.
Well, and this very well might be a corporate model. You eliminate competition, so you're the only person in that marketplace. But you know, I agree with you. We have seen this, the conglomerations of a lot of different things, and it's in this country we're going to end up with two or three banks if we're lucky. They're going to be running everything. So, and I can see your point on this one, Kay. If you have one entity that is supplying the public with reading material, are they going to have their to-do list, material that we're not going to put out there?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it becomes then a matter of you have to write for that bookstore or you don't get published.
That very well could be.
Yeah. And, you know, and my response to, well, are people reading less is, well, if you can't go in any mall and find a bookstore anymore, you have to go very specifically to a bookstore. It's not like you can just walk by and go, well, that's a good idea. I'll go in the book. You know, you can't do that anymore.
Right.
So are they reading less because of the internet, or are they reading less because there's less stores?
Well, I guess it must have been about 20 years ago, the average education of Americans was about ninth grade. I don't know what it is today.
Sixth and probably heading south.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what a wonderful thing to learn how to read, to comprehend. You know, one of the beauties, and thanks for your call, Kay. I appreciate it. You know, one of the things that I love about reading is that it sharpens you with the use of the English language. The understanding of words, and this is an absolute cornerstone for any society, that they understand, they can read and comprehend what they're reading. But add the advent of television and DVD, and we all get kind of lazy, and, well, we can even fast forward on the commercials now on our DVRs. Isn't that wonderful? Well, control, folks. And elimination of what they don't want contaminating their system. I wholly agree. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Republic Broadcasting. I'm Rob Gray, Executive Director of the American Open Currency Standard. Our team is hard at work here in Texas and across the country assembling the new economy, a system of trade built on honest money and American production. We're proud to report that we now have more than 26,000 merchants trading across the country and more than a dozen private silver currencies like the Lakota Nation and the John Galt. But the most stunning AOCS medallion by far is the new Andrew Jackson Anti-Banker, available right now at RepublicSilver.com. Log on to RepublicSilver.com and get your hands on the investment-grade 999 fine silver Andrew Jackson barter medallions and stretch your purchasing power in our extensive trade network. And be sure to stop by the AG Trading Post in Dallas, the only store that refuses FRNs, where you can trade your Jacksons for top quality goods. Be a part of it today at RepublicSilver.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
And you thought that 30% on your credit card is a lot for outstanding balance. Well, I hope you're sitting down. This company is the 10th largest issuer of credit card out there. And according to Sinovate, these people have been doing the mailers and the offers to the subprime mortgage holders out there, knowing that you're starving for credit or anything else. This is an AP story. No joke, folks. It's no mistake. The story says this credit card's interest rate is 79.9%. The bloated APR is how First Premier Bank, a subprime credit card issuer, is skirting new regulations intending to curb abusive practices in the industry. It's a strategy other subprime card issuers could start adopting to get around the new rules. Typically, the First Premier card comes with a minimum of $256 in fees in the first year for a credit line of $250. Starting in February, however, a new law will cap such fees at 25% of the card's credit line. Oh, you say, oh, they're doing a good job. Hold on. In a recent mailing for a pre-approved card, First Premier lowers fees to just that limit, $75 in the first year for a credit line of $300. But the new law doesn't set a cap on interest rates. Hence, the 79.9 APR up from the previous 9.9%. It's the highest on the market. It's the highest we've ever seen. According to Shahani, that's the analyst with Sinovate that I mentioned, The terms are eyebrow-raising, but First Premier targets people with bad credit who likely can't get approved for cards anyplace else. It's a group that tends to lean heavily on credit as well, meaning they're likely to incur the steep financing charges. For a $300 balance, gentlemen, a card holder would pay just a paltry $20 a month in interest. Now, they said that the APR offer is a test. That's too early to tell whether it will be continued, according to the emailed statement they gave to people. To comply with the new law, the bank said it no longer will offer the card that has the $256 in the first year's fees as of February 21st, 2010. However, customers will still be able to use their existing cards. The bank said no final decisions have been made regarding any rate changes for those cards. Don't you just love it? And by the way, guys, you know where they're based out of? Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The reason South Dakota? It's the only state in the entire country that these credit card guys are there. Why? Because they are not regulated. They're allowed to operate in free space out of the state of South Dakota.
I got an interesting story for you that's true. Not far from me is a simple shoemaker who had a line of credit with Citibank, and this was published in a local newspaper called The Bohemian. And he had like a $13,000 balance, and he was, for 8 years, was paying it timely. Unblemished credit record. Then he was 4 days late one time, and on his next month's statement, they upped his interest rate to 31%.
Yep.
This man is going after them. This was Citibank. Yes, they are based in South Dakota. Even South Dakota's usury laws point out that it's not usury until you get to twice what they're a 15% interest rate. So they are over the usury law because it's 31%, but even better, this guy's got an interesting argument, and he's in court. He's a layperson doing it himself. He says that because the United States government bought stock in Citibank last year to bail it out, the U.S. government is involved, and the Eighth Amendment prohibits excessive fines and penalties.
Well, somebody emailed me last week to admonish me because I'm not getting it, because it's all fascism.
Of course.
And I said to him, I said, well, of course it's fascism. With a healthy dose of communism and socialism to boot. You know, I'm fully aware of the fascism that is taking place. Benito Mussolini called it corporatism. He gave it a proper name. Corporatism. And who's the corporation's best bud and pal? It's the other people, all the bankers. One could not exist without the other. Fascinating, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Fascism in America.
The bottom line, too, and I've researched, I may not have been as thorough as I should have been, but there's nothing backing this credit lent by the bank. So they just create a, you know, depending on your credit report, they create a limit of credit to lend you that's not secured by anything in their vaults.
In other words, they lent you credit. They did not lend you substance. And now, in this man's case, they are threatening to seize his business after risking nothing.
Yeah. And one of the elements of a contract is that both parties take equal risk. Well, where's the risk on the part of the bank when it lends a fictitious amount and never had tangible in its vaults?
There is no risk. Just what I referred to on last week's program, and I read the rules of contract, what really is a contract versus an agreement. You're right. These people put up absolutely nothing. They have nothing to lose. It's their credit game.
Yeah.
And what they're doing, this gentleman that you're mentioning, Dr. Rowan, he was playing the game. Okay. He might have broke a leg. He might have went to the hospital. He might have suffered a heart attack. 4 lousy days, and they take his credit card interest to 31%. Why? Because they can. That's
right.
Why. Oh, God. I'm starting to get excited. Let's go back to the phones. Mike in Ohio. Hello, Mike. Save me here.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
I have a question for Mr. Rowan and Mr. McDonald. My parents passed away last year, and an appraiser came to figure out how much their house was worth, and he gave me a value of $45,000, some odd thing. Then the tax papers came, and the county tax is like they're taxing it. It's worth $98,000. But yet this appraiser is telling me that I'll be lucky to get the 45 that he valued their house at. And so, and he told me there's nothing I can do about that $95,000 tax bill. You know, even though the house is only worth $45,000, I still have to pay the $90,000 tax bill. How can that be?
Well, you can dispute it, and you dispute it with the county assessor's office. You write them a letter, give as evidence this $45,000, estimate as the value or fair market price, and put it in there and say you have to correct your records in accordance with the appraisal or the value, the actual value of the property.
Additionally, if there's people in your neighborhood who sold houses that are comparable, you get their sale price, and the assessor would have to look at that.
But it's also dependent upon your property, too. If they have three bedrooms, you have two bedrooms. If they have two bathrooms, you have one bathroom. So it's assessed individually.
Yeah, I see. But they had somebody come out there and assess it before from the county because they felt that their taxes were too high.
Uh-huh.
And that was what the guy says to my mother, who takes all that medicine? She says, I do. Oh, so they thought they were getting a deal. But I guess they weren't. You know, it's just amazing how they can do this stuff.
Yeah, you can appeal it. And again, use the factual evidence that you have in lieu of what the county has assessed it at.
I see. So this fellow that appraises
See, he appraises on... And what he has to do, he has to do comparables in your area. He can't just go out to your house alone. He has to look up comparables in your area and then go out to your house and see what your house may be equivalent to as far as those comparables.
Right. Well, the real estate is taking a dive here in Northern Ohio.
Where are you at in Northern Ohio, Mike?
I'm right here, Sheffield Lake.
I know the area well. Around Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would you know that, John?
Because I used to live in Sandusky, Ohio for about 30 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My chopping grounds were Michigan, Toledo, Cleveland, and around the Great Lakes. So I know your area rather well.
Yeah, well, I bet you don't miss it being where you're at, do you?
No, I don't. The only thing that I'm missing right now, and maybe this global warming or the climate change will grant us a foot of snow on the ground for Christmas Day here in Central Texas. But I wouldn't hold my breath.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of figuring.
Yeah. Mike, good luck with that one.
Thank you, John.
All righty.
And have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate your call. We got a lot of calls to roll here, gentlemen. They all come in toward the end of the program. But we will do our due diligence to hear from each and every one of you. Jerry in Washington. Hello, Jerry. You're up next.
Are you there?
We're here.
Thank you. I heard a quick pause there.
No, that's am just
I
allowed the phone to vent? System. I'm sorry?
Okay, am I allowed to vent on anything?
I mean,
I didn't know. I came in kind of late, so I didn't want to be off subject.
Well, go ahead and vent, and I'll put the cap on the pressure cooker here.
Is it okay if I speak about government health care?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. I'm venting. You know about Senator Ben Nelson.
Yeah, the guy that they threatened to cut off his appropriations for funds for the military bases. Yeah.
And more. He gets his extra funds for his state's cost of covering expanded Medicaid or Medicare. And, you know, it's funny. in his state of Nebraska, they, you know, 67% of the people in that state were against, you know, government health care. Yet he steps over the line, and I can only assume it's because, you know, he's corrupted because of money. And not to mention over 61% of the Americans as a whole have said no to government health care.
Well, Mr. Nelson had a hard choice here, Jerry. I mean, let's be fair. They were telling him that, well, these military bases and look at all that revenue that comes in because of the association with all those concentrated military people. So he was just doing the politically expedient thing. He got out his calculator and figured it out and said, uh-oh, well, I don't look at this as being blackmail. I just look at this as political expediency.
I see. Though it's, whether it's right or wrong. Obviously.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter to these creatures anymore. Since when? I mean, they swore an oath to the Constitution. Did they swear an oath to morality and ethics as well?
No.
No, they didn't.
But they served the people, you know, and this is what they've forgotten. And this is what upsets me.
I was just going to say that, Jerry. Damn, they forgot that.
Well, actually, on one hand, you're absolutely right. They are supposed to serve us.
Yes.
But actually, all they are trustees for the bankruptcy. That's all.
Yeah,
that's all that they are.
So they're actually representing the banker's interest because we show in the book that the bankers own the country. The country is not sovereign as you think.
And, of course, the bankers are a little shy on the morality and ethics portion of things, so there's no surprise here.
No.
That's why it doesn't matter who gets elected. The same thing's going to happen. It's just a matter of how long it takes. That's been seen since Nixon.
They're just asking for trouble.
They're going to get it. But
I know they are.
It's going to be in a form that we are going to be in charge of, not them.
You know, if I might say, I believe that this will be the straw that broke the camel's back. I personally believe that the American people have had enough. Those of us who are, you know, enlightened to what's going on, not apathetic as the rest of them are, but we will have had enough. Do you agree with that?
Well, Jerry, there is an old axiom, ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to go through the psychological gamut that everybody else has had to endure and go through, and this almost to the man and woman, and you know of what I speak here.
Yes.
First, you're in denial, and then it keeps nagging at you. Then you understand what you're being told. It's being evidenced that it is true. Mm-hmm. Then comes the anger factor, and then comes the finger-pointing, who do I blame for this? And then we go through depression and all of these other little psychological states we find ourselves in, only to arrive back at the very same place we started at when we were ignorant, except for one thing. Now the electorate is informed, and they're pissed off. But there's one thing that's missing out of this equation, and that is the remedy. That's what has to be looked at. We can demonstrate the problem. We can tell people that this is a problem that needs to be fixed. The one thing that is missing in this equation is not the silver bullet. It's going to take a lot of hard work to reverse all that has been done to us in this country. But like my analogy, the little ticking sound under your hood, you know it ain't right. You know it ain't supposed to be doing that. You can't diagnose it. You go get an expert to do it for you. And he says, here's your remedy. Here's the solution to the problem that I have found.
Right.
That is what is missing in this equation, but we're working on it.
Can I say that I have the solution to the problem under the hood? It's going to take a revolution. That's all I can tell you, my friend. And I don't like to even say that word, but that's what it's going
to
take.
We are really hoping that the information in our book, they own it all, including you, will get the people angry enough that there will not be a violent revolution, but when they realize the cause of the disease, they will have the remedy in hand to peacefully restore the republic.
Plus, I have to say the first and primary remedy to anything is personal accountability. If you are aware of a dishonest system, you become personally accountable for that dishonesty if you continue it and turn your back to it.
Yeah, he's right. I want to thank you guys.
Jerry, you're most assuredly welcome. And as I said, I am asking for calm out there. I know there is enough damage that has been done that people would find it very easy, and for them it would be the easiest thing to do is pick up a rifle and start shooting anything. That's not going to solve our problem. What is going to solve our problem is a calm, reasoned, logic approach to the situation we find ourselves in without violence. Now, I will say this to you, Jerry. Privately, I've been conducting my own poll, and I will not mention names on this program. But if I were to mention the list of names, and it is lengthy, barely above a whisper, they have all said to me privately that we have a funny feeling this might come down to a shooting war. Now, that is the unspecified fear that in every one of these people that I've spoken to, they have said the exact same thing, minus that solution that I've been talking about. I don't know if you heard, Jerry, at the top of last hour, we're getting the funding together for the Elected Representative Network to be on this network. You have to be statesmanlike. You have to understand what the Fed Constitution is, as well as your own state constitution, and act accordingly and have the capacity to vote in a constitutional means. Now, having said that, this is to garner the political infrastructure, which is not in place right now, sorry to say. I would like to plug this thing in with the existing grassroots political organizations already up full tilt boogie and running at maximum. But we're going to give a platform to those that share in the problems we all share in of the 50 states. And we know where a lot of those emanate from, and that is from the FedGov. This is going to be something that has never been done before. It's never even been tried. But the good men and women, they're coming on board with this. They see the virtue in it. They see the necessity of it. Now, I'm going to do this little project, hoping that it will gain ground. We can garner political force for the good, not just politics to play politics, folks, not just issue-driven and to center your attention around one issue. It is very broad-based. But we are getting the money together for that right now. Now, this is going to be my last stab. And then after that, we'll see what happens. John in Florida, you're up next. Hello, John.
Hey, this is Richie in Louisiana.
I'm sorry, Richie. I thought you were John in Florida.
No, not yet. Fellas, before the peasants rise en masse with pitchfork in hand to storm City Hall, in the meantime, what about the remedy of changing your status, getting out of these contracts? I so far have closed my bank account and rescinded my voting record, and I want to achieve the status that the Amish have, where I don't want to have to even be obligated for their tax. What about that?
Well, you know, the real remedy for every American and any citizen around the globe is understanding the true nature of money. And money is not currency, Federal Reserve notes. When you understand the true nature of that, and in our country, the USA, we still have on the books that it is the lawful money of each state and of the federal government. So we could bind our representatives to that code, that government code or political code, whichever it is, in your own jurisdiction, your own state. And if you hold your representatives accountable to the honest money that's in there and they can't take off, then you've already started a major remedy within your state.
Yes, but in the meantime, you know, I don't have the knowledge to go into any court and challenge these people. I want to get my status changed to where I'm not obligated. Is that possible?
Let me make a comment on that. Even the Amish technically could be held accountable for taxes if they're receiving Federal Reserve notes because it's not their property.
Right. I don't want a Federal Reserve note.
Then engage all of your contracts in lawful money, meaning pre-1933 gold coin or pre-1935 silver dollars.
And barter? What about barter?
Well, you can't just barter because if you're bartering with something that's been made now, then that's already leaned to the Federal Reserve Bank, and they have title and rights and interest in it and can tax you for its use. if you really want to get out of the system, you have to be exchanging your labor. This is our opinion anyway.
Yeah.
You have to be exchanging what you do for something that carries no hidden lien, and that's lawful money. Ron, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, I would like you to look at the problem differently, and it's not about I, it's about we. We have to do this as a people. If we're all running out of jail and we leave anyone behind, we're as guilty as leaving that person behind.
Yeah.
It really is a concerted effort, and it's true. Again, it's understanding the true nature of money. You don't have to have the gold to understand how to get out of the system. You merely have to hold those agencies within the state accountable to the lawful constitutional application of the law. That's what it is.
And so one would require virtually a law degree to go in there and discuss this with
them. Not necessarily. It's a simple, there's just two simple codes in each jurisdiction. It's the money of accounts of that state, and the other one is where the state has to accept Federal Reserve notes at par. You hold those two and say, I fall under the one that says lawful money is the money of accounts. If you're going to tax me, you must tax everything I do under that. And, of course, I can't because they're in the commerce jurisdiction. That clause is in the common law jurisdiction within your state. That's as simple as it gets. Argue simply that that's what it is. Hold them accountable. And we're going to come out and show people how to do. And we're not giving legal advice, but we're going to give examples of Title 42s for the unconstitutional application of the law. And that is the unconstitutional application of the law when your representatives use a foreign product, keep foreign products in the treasuries of your state, and force you to transact in them. It's your state that is the culprit, not the federal government.
Takes two to tango.
How much pre-1933 gold is available?
Well, I'm going to.
There's probably plenty. You can get it on eBay, and most gold dealers can get it. There's just a high premium, and you have to shop from dealer to dealer.
Not necessarily high premium. We have Republic Trading Group, gentlemen.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes. John, have you done this?
No, that's. Robert, have you been listening to the commercials?
I'm sorry. No, I knew you were involved with gold, but the last time you and I talked, John, you were dealing with bullion coins, not lawful dollars.
No, that's not true. Every Tuesday, gentlemen, without fail, we offer the people out there, and generally in denominations of quarter ounce, pre-1933 coin.
Bless you.
Do it all the time. We also do offer, and I'm going to let Rob Gray deal with you, Mr. Rowan, because we do have a barter system in place, but we'll save that for another time.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Richie. Thank you.
John, thanks for correcting me on that you've got those coins. I really appreciate it.
Well, and we also make, and I'm just in receipt of today from Rob Gray. We have our one-ounce rounds. We can't call them coin, and we can't call them money because I think they might have a copyright on that. But we are right now minting Andrew Jackson one-ounce rounds made of gold. And I guess possession is nine-tenths of the law. You let them get a hold of it, well, then you could kiss it goodbye. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Dr. Rowan, thank you for splitting up your duties today, taking care of your cancer patients, but also doing this program. I thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, John.
All righty. And Ron?
Thank you, John, and Merry Christmas to you.
And to you, sir, as well. We'll see you next Monday.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Introducing the new Go.